Once in place, the EPA claims the new standards will prevent more than 2,000 premature deaths and thousands of hospital visits per year across the country. Christopher Thomas is executive director of Heal Utah, a health and environmental advocacy organization. He says this state, which has seen the worst pollution in the country during the last winter inversion, stands to benefit substantially from these standards.
These new standards proposed by EPA could be huge for Utah. As I look at the air pollution problem, this is one of the biggest single improvements we can make that will have incredible near-term benefits to our health.
The proposal cuts a range of pollutants from car emissions, including volatile organic compounds, nitrogen oxides, and particulate matter. The proposed standards would reduce gasoline sulfur levels by more than 60%, which enables emission control technologies to function more efficiently. The EPA estimates the cost to achieve this standard would add about a penny per gallon of gas to the consumer. Thomas thinks this is a low price to pay.
I think if you asked most Utahns who live along the Wasatch Front, would they be willing to invest an additional penny per gallon to have cleaner air? I think you'd get a resounding yes. And actually, public polling that has been done on these types of questions has shown most Americans agree that, you know, we need these cleaner standards, we need cleaner air, and we're willing to make that investment.
While many support the new standards, refineries are categorically opposed because of the cost to get the sulfur content of gasoline down to 10 parts per million. Tesoro, which has a refinery in Salt Lake City, has been a vocal critic of the standards. In a statement to KUER, officials say there's a lack of discernible health benefits when compared to the costs of compliance. And they say the EPA has refused to share any real cost-benefit analysis with the industry or with Congress. Michael Aston is the environmental manager for Holly Frontier Refinery in Woods Cross. He says the costs will be bigger than people think.
Their cost estimates are wrong of what it's going to cost the refineries in order to do this. People have the mistaken opinion that all we need to do is go out and turn down the sulfur and gasoline knob and the amount of sulfur and gasoline goes down. And it's technically not possible.
Aston says the company already spent $100 million on operational improvements to meet previous sulfur standards less than 10 years ago. He says he can't estimate the cost to comply with the new standards because Holly Frontier hasn't even figured out the engineering necessary to achieve additional reductions in sulfur. And he warns that the new standards may actually increase emissions at the refinery.
I don't know how we're going to do it. And it's probably going to require that we install at least one complete new unit. Now, that unit is also going to have heaters, and it's going to require energy, and it's going to have emissions.
Aston says consumers may end up paying more at the pump if some refineries are forced to go out of business, though he doesn't see Holly Frontier going under. Historically, Governor Gary Herbert has been supportive of the refining industry in the state, but Christopher Thomas of Heal Utah wants the governor to publicly support the new EPA standards.
You know, there are so many people and groups that are supportive of these new EPA standards, but the main critics right now happen to be congressional Republicans and refineries. There would be nothing better for this air quality standard to move forward than to have somebody like Governor Herbert, a Republican governor, stand up alongside the EPA to say how important this is for all of our health.
The governor's office directed KUER's interview request to Bryce Bird, director of the state's Division of Air Quality. Bird says they are early in the process of reviewing the proposal, and the state has not taken an official position. But from his agency's perspective, the EPA's proposed standards would undeniably benefit Utah's air quality.
I expect that this is something that we should support, that here at the state level, of course, vehicles are very important to us. You know, over 50% of the emissions on a daily basis come from those vehicles. If we can find a way, a cost-effective way, to make sure that vehicles are cleaner and operated cleaner in the future, that's certainly a kind of a win-win. It doesn't cost us a lot. It lets us keep our mobility and our transportation system in place, but ultimately results in better air quality, which is something we all want and need.
The public comment period is open until June 13th. If approved, the new standards would go into effect in 2017. Andrea Smartin, KUER News.